Talking with Mike McCabe with the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, Mike has added up all the spending on the recall races around Wisconsin. And Mike, some records were broken here. I want to ask you about that in a minute. But we all knew going in that this was going to be an expensive slate of races. But even you had to be a little surprised at the level of spending.
Oh, when we were into these recall election campaigns, I remember saying that I thought it was going to pass $20 million. And I heard some people even throw out the $30 million figure, and I didn't think it could get there. So my crystal ball obviously wasn't good enough to see what eventually was going to come to pass. I had a hard time imagining that it could get to 30, and it got to 44.
Now, the $34.5 million was spent by all outside groups in these recall elections. I thought this was amazing. That spending was five times more than the previous record spent by all outside groups, and that was in all 115 legislative races in 2008.
Yeah, you know, there were so many records spent, it's hard to know where to start. You know, most spent by a single candidate, most spent in overall cost of these Senate elections, most spent by interest groups, records all over the place. One of the amazing things to me was that if you look at what outside interest groups spent on these nine recall elections, it was more than interest groups spent in the 98, 2002, 2006, and 2010 governor's races combined. So here in those statewide elections, governor's races, you look at those four elections combined, they didn't spend as much as interest groups spent this summer in these Senate recall elections.
Let's talk about some of the specific races. The most expensive, the single most expensive one of the Senate recall races was, again, kind of a mind-boggling amount of money.
The old record was $3 million, most expensive state Senate election ever. We saw one that went to $10 million in the Milwaukee area, the 8th Senate District. And so, you know, it was just totally off the charts. And you know, we saw six of the nine recall elections break the old record. And that's a record that stood for a decade. That was back in 2000. We saw $3 million spent in a single Senate election, and it was a decade-old record. We saw six of these nine Senate elections just this summer go over that old mark, and a couple of them more than doubled the old record, one of them more than three times the old record. That's just jaw-dropping.
Indicative, of course, of the extreme amount of scrutiny these races got because of Wisconsin's role in the national spotlight due to Governor Scott Walker's moves to restrict collective bargaining for public employees. I mean, again, the two big spenders were labor and business groups.
And the big spenders among the interest groups got their money from outside Wisconsin. You know, what's clear here is this was not homegrown activity. This was not Wisconsin money that was spent here. This was national money. We are Wisconsin on the Democratic side, got most of its money from three national labor unions based in Washington, D.C. Club for Growth on the Republican side, the only sources of money that we can detect, the only looking at the $9 million that we figure that they spent, we can only actually find donations totaling about $400,000. One came from a Texas oil man by the name of Trevor Reese Jones. The other came from Citadel, which is an international asset management and securities firm. Closest office there is Chicago. They've got them in New York, San Francisco, Hong Kong, London. I mean, this is a global securities firm that was pouring money into these elections. Wisconsin was put on a national stage, and these were not just state Senate elections in Wisconsin. This was really a national referendum, and so a huge amount of outside money poured in on both sides to try to influence these elections.
So what's the end game? I think observers and the public looks at this and thinks, what could possibly justify this kind of expenditure?
Well, you know, it. When you look at it from an ordinary citizen's perspective, it seems like a total waste of $44 million. When you have to endure all this trashy advertising, you think all the things that could be done that would be productive and important, what $44 million could buy, could solve real problems, it seems like a total waste of money. But the thing is, the people supplying this money, on average, our research has shown that big donors are getting $100 back for every dollar that they put into politics. So they put tens of millions of dollars in, but they get hundreds of millions or even billions back in tax breaks and pork barrel spending and no-bid contracts for government work. So this is something that gives them a return on investment that they can't get in the best bull market on Wall Street. And I think that's something that people need to understand, is that the people pouring the money in here are not ordinary people. This is a tiny cross-section of the population. And in the case of these recall elections, it's national money. It's coming from outside of Wisconsin. They see the stakes as being very high. They want to win here in Wisconsin because they really did see this as a national referendum. And they're willing to spare no expense. And I tell you, the political economy seems to be the one sector of the economy that's entirely recession-proof. They've got a bottomless well to pull from. The money just keeps flowing, and they keep pouring the money in. And then they keep getting rewarded by the elected officials that they put in place.
And I want to go back and mention that, in fact, the money raised by the actual candidates, raised and spent by the candidates and their campaigns, you know, paled in comparison to this outside money.
Yeah, one of the amazing things is we had three different candidates who broke the previous record for most spent by a candidate in a state Senate election. So we saw record amounts of money being raised and spent by candidates, and yet the candidates were outspent on the order of 4-1 by the outside interest groups. So the interest groups did most all the spending, four times more spending than the candidates did, and yet the candidates were breaking records for overall spending. That goes to show just what obscene sums of money these interest groups were pouring into these elections, because the candidates were raising and spending more than we'd ever seen in the history of our state, and they were really more or less being turned into bystanders. They were doing very little of the talking. Most of the advertising, most of the messages were coming from outside interest groups.
And lastly, Mike, I know you're a baseball fan. Any of these records, for example, these individual Senate race records, how long do you think some of those are going to stand?
I just think that we all have to hope and pray that this is not the new normal. I don't think we're going to see recall elections become commonplace. But I'm done saying that any of these are like Joe DiMaggio's 56 game hitting streak. You know, if you look at these records and you say that they're records that can never be broken, I think you're naive, because every election cycle we seem to see new records being set. I hope and pray that these records stand for a long time. I hope and pray that this is not the new normal. But everything that we're seeing is teaching us that the political arms race knows no bounds. It keeps spiraling upwards. And so, God forbid what might happen in 2012.
Mike McCabe with Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, thanks very much.